The fact is, we don't know, and it doesn't matter, but some of the names are pretty hilarious. There's one fellow who looks like Rondo Hatton, a film actor from the 30s who suffered from acromegaly and got work playing monsters and psychopaths, but his name is Thomas Carlyle. There's another one named Beowulf, and a fellow named Van Gogh Baez. Susanna, a Bleecker Street folky from way back, put her face in her hands to stifle a gust of giggles. Anyway, I told him that Trampas was a character from a famous Western novel called The Virginian. Only second banana to the actual hero, true, but Trampas has got the one line from the book everyone remembers. Smile when you say that. It tickled our Trampas, and I ended up telling him the whole plot of the book over cups of drugstore coffee. We became friends. I'd tell him what was going on in our little community of breakers, and he'd tell me all sorts of interesting but innocent things about what was going on over on his side of the fence. He also complained about his eczema, which made his head itch terribly. He kept lifting his hat, this little beanie type of thing, almost like a yarmulke, only made of denim, to scratch underneath. He claimed that was the worst place of all, even worse than down there on your Makey Man. And little by little I realized that every time he lifted his beanie to scratch, I could read his thoughts. Not just the ones on top, but all of them. If I was fast, and I learned to be, I could pick and choose. Exactly the way you'd pick and choose articles in an encyclopedia by turning the pages. Only, it wasn't really like that. It was more like someone turning a radio on and off during a news broadcast.